This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Recently, I was actually giving a youth halaqa, and I came across a very interesting story that I would like to share with all of you. This is a story regarding Imam Sha'bi rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Shibli rahmatullahi alayhi, in fact. And Imam Shibli rahmatullahi alayhi was a great scholar of the past. Imam Shibli rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that throughout my journey of knowledge, I had nearly 300 teachers. Now, when a person says I had 300 teachers, that means that they traveled a great length and a great deal to meet all these teachers. Because if you study the history of the past, you did not have scholars living together. You have scholars who are living in scattered areas. So you would have to travel sometimes for days or weeks just to meet one teacher. And in that area, you might find two or three, but then you have to travel more. To meet 300 teachers and to study from 300 teachers, first of all, shows us their great deal of dedication. Then he, on top of that, he says that while I studied with 300 teachers, I learned 4,000 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, 4,000 ahadith, of course, is a very significant amount of number. And then on top of that, he says that after reflecting on all the 4,000 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was one hadith in particular, only one hadith in particular that resonated with me the most. And he says that when I reflected on this one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I realized that this one hadith is the means for my salvation, my safety and security in this dunya and in the akhirah. Additionally, he said that he believes, and this is what his comment was regarding this hadith, is that this is the ilm of al-awwalin wal-akhirin, meaning that this is the knowledge of those pious predecessors and the sahaba and the Prophet ﷺ from the past all the way to the future. He says this one hadith sort of encompasses everything that we know and what we need to abide by and what we need to live by. Now you may be asking, what is that one hadith of the Prophet ﷺ? If he, this great scholar, out of 4,000 ahadith, he chose one hadith, what is that one hadith? That hadith is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he says, alayhi salam, he first, alayhi salam, he compares the dunya to the akhirah, and he tries to provide us some perspective. He says, alayhi salam, اعمل لدنياك بقدر مقامك فيها. And he says, وعمل لآخرتك بقدر بقائك فيها. Look at his words very carefully. When he talks about dunya, he said maqam. Why maqam? Because we're not going to be in this dunya for long. But when he talks about the akhirah, he says baqa. You see, the baqa means how long we're going to last over there. So he's saying that when you live in this dunya, and work for this dunya as long as you plan to live in this dunya. But when you are going to the akhirah, prepare for the akhirah as long as you're planning to stay there in the akhirah. Let me give you an example. Imagine if I'm going from here to overseas with my family. We're going for, you know, probably like a month. If you ask anyone, if I'm making preparations, if I'm going for 1 month, I should make preparations for a week or for a month? You tell me. For a month, of course. Because I know I'm going to be there for a month. And you make preparations accordingly. What we're doing nowadays is, we might be living in this dunya. First of all, we don't know how long we're going to live in this dunya. As the Prophet ﷺ says, it might be 60, 70 years. As the Prophet ﷺ, he says, أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي بَيْنَ سِتٍ وَسَبْعِينَ. This is the lifespan of my ummah. And it could be shorter than that too. We have seen people in our own community, 20 years old, 26 years old, and so forth too. There is no guarantee of life. So what he's saying is that work for this dunya as long as we intend to live in this dunya. We might be living in this dunya for probably 40, 50, 60 years. But if you look at our attitude, if we reflect on our attitude when it comes to money, when it comes to real estate and so forth, and how much we're trying to just, you know, hoard and we're trying to just, you know, gather and collect it so much, is as if we probably might, we might be having this plan to live in this dunya for 200, 300 years. That's the way our attitude is regarding this dunya. But rather, it should be the complete opposite. We need to work for this dunya as long as we're planning to stay in this dunya. But we need to work for the akhirah as long as we're planning to stay there. That life is the eternal life. We need to work according to that. So what we are doing is, in one way, we are working for this dunya overly, more than we are planning to stay here in this dunya. And what we are sending forward to the akhirah, which is the eternal life, we're sending very, very little. Now, another way also to reflect on dunya and akhirah, this is something we will find in the entire Quran. Whenever you want to know the value of anything, you have to compare it. If I hold in my hand $1, and on the other hand, if I have $100, I have two different amount of money. It shows you the value of something, right? One is very less than, of course, the 100. Even if I have that 100 in one hand, but I have 10,000 in my other hand, then you know that the 100 is insignificant. Because in order to understand anything, once again, you have to compare, okay? You have to compare in order to understand the value for anything. When we compare, brothers and sisters, dunya to akhirah, Allah makes it very clear in the Quran to help us understand. Our focus needs to be the akhirah. We work in this dunya. You think about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he lived. He was the Nabi of all the Nabis. He was Nabiul Anbiya. Look at how he lived. His entire house was probably the size of our walk-in closets. In fact, it is fair to say that in some of our new constructed homes, our walk-in closets were probably bigger than the entire house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Think about that for a moment. This is how he lived. Now, I'm not saying that it's haram to have money. Yes, it's okay to have money. It's okay to be a millionaire. It's okay to be a billionaire, but not at the expense of our akhirah. This is the key thing. Not the expense of our akhirah. And we have to always keep in mind the akhirah is the one that's everlasting. So when we talk about this dunya is temporary, the akhirah is eternal. In this dunya, there is no justice. In the akhirah, there's only justice. When we talk about this dunya, ma indakum yanfad, whatever we have, it will come to an end. But whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, ma indakum yanfad, wa ma indallahi baq. Whatever Allah has, it's there. In this dunya, people, they take advantage of others. In the akhirah, no one can take advantage of anyone else. In this dunya, anyone can say whatever they want to say. In the akhirah, لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن. No one can speak, no one can do anything without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this dunya, people will back each other up. We see what this country is doing and backing up countries like Israel and countries, you know, these apartheid countries, and let them commit atrocities against our Muslim brothers and sisters. There are people who do this kind of stuff. In the akhirah, there is no shafa'a. There is no one who can back up anyone. مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. There is no one who can back up anyone else. This is the difference between dunya and akhirah. There is a vast difference. So that is why when we look at this dunya is zero compared to the akhirah. Even if this entire dunya lasted for 2 million years, for example, 2 million years is a significant amount of time. But if you compare 2 million years of this dunya to the akhirah, which is eternal, this dunya is still equal to what? Zero. And that is why, subhanAllah, just to help us understand, Nuh alayhi salam, he lived for over 1,000 years. 950 years was only his time he gave da'wah. But someone asked him at the end of his life, when he was on his deathbed, you lived for over 1,000 years. How did you find your life? He says, that is almost as if I found it as a house. وَجَدْتُهَا دَارًا لَهُ بَابَيْن. It has two doors that I enter through one door and I exited through the second door. Simple as that. This is how his entire life of over 1,000 years was. Now you think about our life for a moment here. So this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, when you need to live in this dunya, no problem, but work as long as you're planning to live here. And when we need to go to akhirah, we work enough that we have to go to the akhirah. Then the third thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, وَعْمَلْ لِلَّهِ بِقَدْرِ حَاجَتِكَ إِلَيْهِ. Subhanallah. That do enough for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as you need Him. Now we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times in our life. That's why there's a dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّمْ بِرَحْمَتِكَ أَسْتَغِيثِ. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Allah, I seek your help, I seek your assistance. And then what did he say? Aslih li sha'ni kulla. Ya Allah, take care of all my affairs. Wa la takilni ila nafsi tarfata ayn. Ya Allah, do not take your mercy, your supervision away from me, or your care from me for not even for a second. I want you to manage I want you to look after me 24/7, Ya Allah. This is how much we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet alayhi salam is telling us, this is something for us to think about, that do enough for Allah as much as you need Him. When we need Allah 24/7, then I need to be serving Allah 24/7. Now how do we serve Allah 24/7? It doesn't mean that we cannot sleep. It doesn't mean that we cannot eat. But everything that we do it according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I'm sleeping, according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it becomes an ibadah. If I'm going to the restroom and I'm doing it the sunnah way, it becomes an ibadah. So that is why every single moment in our life could be an ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the last thing the Prophet ﷺ, he said is, and look at this statement of the Prophet ﷺ. He says, وَعْمَلْ لِلنَّارِ بِقَدَرِ صَبَرِكَ عَلَيْهَا. That do enough, now the literal translation is, that do enough for the fire of Jahannam as much as you have the patience to be in the fire of Jahannam. Think about that for a moment. What the Prophet ﷺ is telling us is, whenever we commit a sin, ask ourselves, do we have the patience to endure the fire of Jahannam? Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, it is mentioned about him that whenever he would go home at night and he would take some time out for muhasabah, he would always lit a candle and he would always put his finger near the candle. And he would always ask himself, Umar al-Khattab, he would refer to himself and he would ask himself, do you have the patience to endure this? He would just touch the fire a little. And this fire of this dunya is nothing compared to the fire of the akhirah. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us over and over again. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were on their way to Tabuk, and they were saying, it's too hot. And they had to let go of everything and just go into Tabuk. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? That, قُلْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمَ أَشَدُّ حَرَّى. You think this is hot? The heat of Jahannam is far intense. Is far severe than this heat that you are enduring. When we go outside in this Texas heat, we think this is a lot. This is nothing compared to the fire of the Akhirah. So the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that in one way, whenever we're about to commit a sin, we're about to do something that is wrong, ask ourselves, put yourself, if you were to just even be close to your fire, your gas lighter, your gas stove, and you just sit there and you turn on and you put your hand right over it, right before we commit a sin, if you were to just simply do that, any one of us, and ask ourselves, do I have the patience to endure this? Then khalas, go ahead and do it. But if we don't have the patience to do it, then we stay completely away from it. So this is the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, four things he mentioned. He talked about dunya, he talked about the akhirah, he talked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talked about the fire of Jahannam. Imam Shibli rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, out of 4,000 ahadith that I memorized and I learned, this hadith is the most important hadith to me. And so this is a hadith that I want all of us to always think about, inshallah, always reflect upon. What is dunya? What is the akhirah? Where do we need to go? What our focus should be? And what are we seeking protection from? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all of us the tawfiq to think about this hadith, to reflect upon this hadith, and to live by this hadith. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.